Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Getting a jump on the planting season, that says Graves County Extension agent Trent Murdoch, is the purpose of three regional early bird grain producer meetings opening with Graves County Monday morning.
Yes, we host this meeting every year that I've been there so far, and Chad Lee and some of the specialists from UK develop the program and come down and present it for us. It's a great resource for farmers and for me as an agent, especially just to sit down and spend that extra time with the specialist to get a jump start on the 2016 growing season.
The second will be held Tuesday in Union County, the third December 7 in Hardin County. Murdoch, fairly new in extension in the last 3 years, says these high-intensity meetings do get producers focused on challenges ahead.
This year we'll be talking about maximizing wheat and soybean yields in a durable crop system. There's been some challenges with things pertaining to wheat and soybean double crops as far as prices. Of course, we never know what the market's going to do. So this year they're going to focus on how to maximize the yields off both those crops in that system, so that gives you the best chance of being profitable on those acres.
Each early bird meeting begins at 8 a.m. local, concluding with lunch sponsored by the corn, soybean, and small grain grower groups.
Every year that I've been there, they've helped pay for the meals and really done a lot to help us out with this meeting. It's really great to have them on board and have their support, and like you said, they apparently believe in it, so we must be doing something right.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Calling 811 before a construction or home improvement project is easy. Well, now Kentucky 811 is making it even easier, and you don't even need to pick up the phone. Just go to 811now.com. 811 Now lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. From landscaping to fence installation, 811 Now ensures a safe, successful dig faster. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
There will be a range of topics covered at those early bird meetings opening next Monday, and Trent Murdoch says growing weed resistance is a major one.
First one I can really remember was mare's tail. It's resistant to glyphosate, but now we're getting into pigweeds that are not only resistant to glyphosate, but resistant to other herbicides as well.
They'll get into the basics, risk management, seed and soil, and economics.
Profitability is not like it's been in the previous years. They're still doing okay, but it's definitely not back when we had the high grain prices, and they are worried. But then again, you're talking about some people that are willing to work and get the job done.
These regional meetings, a chance to start planning early, next Monday and Tuesday, and then December 7th in Graves, Union, and Hardin counties, respectively. Details at local extension offices. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.